Okay, I thought today was a very good day. A lot of physicality, which I thought was good. We had a lot of our best players took reps today and live reps, which I thought was huge. We stayed relatively healthy, which is another huge deal. I thought we were physical up front against the run game, which was a huge bonus. I thought for the first scrimmage, we tackled pretty good. And with the ones, we really didn't give up much in the throw game. So, a lot of good there. I see the depth building, which is a huge part of camp. You got to build depth right now, but there's still some twos that got to get better. And we got time, but we need to make some progress. So, that's pretty vague and vanilla, but I think that's where we're at.
All right, very much, very good. Thank you. We'll go ahead and start with some questions. So if you have questions for Coach Hill, just raise your hand in the Zoom and we will get to you. We'll start first with Casey Lundquist with SI.com.
Hey, Case.
Hey, Coach. Kalani said you guys had a really good day on defense today. What was it that you did so well in particular? And do you feel like you've started to establish a pecking order along your depth chart?
Well, I can say this. The defense should be ahead on the first scrimmage normally. We have some veteran guys that have played a lot of football, and I think getting them out there together today was a huge deal for us, and I thought they played well together. We don't have the burden of execution like the offense has and as much, and we don't because like we could all screw up and the quarterback throw incomplete and no one even knows that we screwed up. And so they still have the burden of execution. There were a couple false starts or penalties that cost them that had them playing backed up against the chains a little bit today, which helped us. Now, our guys responded well and did some good things. But I would say for the first scrimmage, I feel good about where we're at, but we're not content ever, and we're heading in the right direction. I think the biggest thing I took out of today that when we do things right, we can be stout against the run, and that's a big emphasis of ours off of last year's season to this year's, we got to be a little more stout and more dominant against the run.
Okay, go ahead, Sean Walker with KSL.com, followed by Jay Drew from the Deseret News.
This might be a little bit big picture, but I'll try to micro it as much as possible, Coach. Because usually 10 days to 2 weeks, that's where you start getting sort of the live-ish work, the more physical work where the pads are on. And obviously you want your guys on defense to the DBs to go for interceptions, the edge rushers to get after the passer and that kind of thing. But how do you sort of balance that physicality with the offense working as well? Have you kind of started having that conversation of be physical, but also maybe not too physical, but also you want to be physical, if that makes sense?
Well, yeah, no. I love the question. And one thing I love about BYU is Kalani allows A-Rod and I to do what we really need to get done. And working with A-Rod is the best. He understands the big picture. I understand the big picture. And it's just what you said. Like today we needed to tackle. And Coach Roderick had a lot of his guys that needed to get hit. And we needed to hit because you can't go into game one without having hit. And sometimes we as coaches, we all want to get there with our best guys, but if you get there with your best guys and you pamper them all through camp, then you're not going to be ready either. You're going to get them hurt in the games because the games are going to be too physical. And so it's a fine line between doing what you got to do to be ready to go and not just beating the crap out of them to where you got everyone injured coming into the season. So I think we've handled that well. Like I say, I love working with our offensive staff because I think they're phenomenal. And it's a good mix right now that we've been able to accomplish.
Jay, at the start of camp, you mentioned that the safety group was a dogfight, I think is what you called it for the starting spots. Has there been any separation? What did today teach you about your safeties group?
Well, I think there's some separation. I still think there's five guys right now that we can win with. There's two knocking on the door to join that group of five. In the five, I'd feel comfortable with either any one of those guys playing. I think right now Tanner Wall continues to be Tanner Wall. Like I just trust him so much. He's He's the guy that just seems like he's always in the right spot at the right time. And then those next three guys, Rader DeMooney, Faletau Satawala, Tommy Prassas, those guys show so many signs of just being great players that we'll do a good job of getting those guys all on the field. And flip, we might need to come up with some packages where there's three of them out on the field at the same time. And that's not things that we've done that before. Okay. So I like where we're at in that room. We got to continue to get better, but I think those guys are showing that they're ready to be Big 12 safeties for sure.
All right, our next question is from Jake Hatch.
Yeah, Jay, your defensive line, obviously Keanu's kind of leading the charge there, but how do you feel those guys performed in the scrimmage just up front?
Hey, Jake. I love Keanu. It's crazy. That kid's so hard on himself. Like, I mean, he just expects perfection. And sometimes I think he needs to just relax a little bit and just allow himself to have fun because he's playing at a very high level. I thought JT played at a very good level today. Those guys are doing some good things. Anisi, I can't wait to get Kirkland back. So we're hoping sooner than later with that. That just really firms us up in there. And then Ville Puha he's a real weapon because he can play on the edge. He's athletic enough to play D end, and he's big enough to play inside too. So he does some great things. Maybe one of the places I'm most happy with is our pass rush looks different right now than it did last year. We got some dynamic guys off the edge. Some of those young bucks that we recruited the first years I was here are starting to show up, and I can't wait to watch them in a game because the pass rush looks good right now.
All right. A reminder, if you do have a question, go ahead and raise your hand in the Zoom.
Yeah, I got a quick follow-up real quick on that. Jay, Kalani mentioned the fact that a guy like Bodie Schoonover could slot inside to help you get depth issues at defensive tackle. Are you seeing that yourself? Is he capable of doing it like John Nelson and Blake Mangelson have done in the past?
100%. Him and Ville Puha are both guys that are big enough to play inside. They're physical enough. They're a little undersized, kind of like Blake was last year. But the way Coach Puha and Coach Anderson teach our inside guys, like I'm okay with those guys moving in there. Blake Mangelson played outstanding last year in the Big 12, and he was undersized all year. So I think we're going to have a good year out of both those guys. And I love Bodie because he plays way stronger than. He plays like a 300-pounder, even though he weighs 270.
All right. Are there any other questions that we have for Coach Hill?
I do have one more if nobody else has got anything.
All right, your lucky day. Go ahead.
Hey, you guys are easy on me. I like you sit there and grind the offensive coordinator. I get out of here early. That's good.
Well, you talk about they have to perform, and you just get to react. Come on, it's a different.
Okay.
I just wanted to ask you, in terms of looking at your linebacking core, you got two veteran guys in Isaiah and Jack, but you've mentioned guys like Che Bryant Strother, et cetera, who are stepping up. I know that Sioly Asara has done his thing. How deep is that unit looking right now, in your opinion?
Well, I just got asked the same question by somebody else, and I think there's eight deep that we can win with right now. Do I think all eight are ready to go right now? No. But they've shown signs that either athletically or whatever it is, that if something happens and we got to play with those guys, that we'll be all right. And Che's one of those guys. Siali's one of those guys. Ace Kafusi. I've seen some really good progression in like Max Alford. He's done some good things. And then the future's bright. Now, there's some young guys like Pearson Watson is going to be a really good player. And I really don't love calling guys out because I don't want to miss one. But right now, I love what Coach Enna and Coach Kaha have done with that linebacking crew. And I really believe there's probably eight guys that come game time we could probably win with.
All right, we got a question from Ron Weaver. Go ahead, Ron.
Thanks, Coach. What did you like about your cornerback play today? A lot of guys in that room had an opportunity to play last year. Evaluate their play after the first scrimmage.
Hey, Ron. So I think before he dinged his shoulder, and he'll be back soon, but I thought Trey Alexander was playing very good. And then Evan Johnson, the last two or three practices, is really stepping up and proving to me that he's going to be ready to go. I think Morey's the best he's been since we've been here. And past that, we need someone else to step up because I like those three guys, but we got to have more than three. I can say this, there's been flashes by Marcus McKenzie. I thought Jonathan Cabea had a great spring. But we need somebody else to step up in that room.
All right. Well, it looks like that's the end of the questions, Jay. So we appreciate your time and thank you for being with us.
Okay, you guys are awesome. Go Cougs.